From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mary Dempsey is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council has approved a 4-year contract with the Civil Service Employees Association that runs from 2022 to 2025, which includes a $1,500 signing bonus for each union employee. The previous contract expired December 31, 2021. The Common Council unanimously approved the PAC at its September 20th meeting. Mayor Kamal Johnson said, and I quote, "We were in negotiations for 4 months. It was an easy contract to go through and everything worked out fine. The CSEA members make up the bulk of city employees," end quote. Union members will receive a retroactive 2.5% pay raise for 2022, effective January 1st, a 3.25% increase in 2023, a 3% raise in 2024, and a 2.5% increase in 2025. The retroactive increases will be paid for by a contingency fund the city set up, as well as money from the municipal fund balance. This is the first contract to include a signing bonus in the past 15 years. Council President Thomas DiPietro said, and I quote, "It's more of a retention bonus. We had a significant number of people leaving," end quote. Under the agreement, city employees who opt out of municipal health insurance plan will get an increase from $3,500 to $5,000. DiPietro said, and I quote, "The increase is in line with the increase in the cost of our health insurance plan," end quote. He said they, the employees who opt out, are saving the city a lot of money. The agreement also makes changes in the holidays, the city acknowledges, adding Juneteenth, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and the day after Thanksgiving, and removing Lincoln's birthday. DiPietro said, and I quote, "I like to think we are a pro-union city and we value our city employees," end quote. Editors note DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer on-air host, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Town Judge Claudia Anderson has agreed to resign midterm effective September 30th following a more than 2-year investigation by the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct. According to a press release from the commission, at various times over the past 2 years, Anderson was told the commission was investigating, and I quote, "a total of 6 complaints against her, among other things," end quote. The commission was especially concerned about Anderson's allegedly, and I quote, "adversarial relationship," end quote, with town people. According to the release, she was also accused of being, and I quote, "discourteous toward," end quote, and making, and I quote, "disrespectful comments about court staff and courtroom spectators," end quote. The commission said Anderson also, and I quote, "attempted to effectuate certain staffing decisions without involving her co-judge or the town board, violated various prohibitions on campaign activity by judges, and failed to maintain professional competence in the law," end quote. According to the September 2nd agreement, Anderson, a Democrat, agreed to resign and never to seek or accept judicial office at any time in the future. The agreement was signed by Anderson, her attorney, Deborah A. Scalise, and the commission's administrator. Asked to comment on Anderson's apparent adversarial relationship with police, Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sanaga said in an email, and I quote, "My only comment in this matter is that the documents provided speak for themselves," end quote. Anderson is a former Ulster County probation officer, but not an attorney. She served as town judge since she was appointed in 2012. Her current term would have been expired on December 31, 2024. In a written statement, Anderson said, and I quote, "I was tired of trying to do the job that I was elected to do and having to deal with the constant interference and intrusion by the town's executive, legislative bodies, and appointees, all of whom were attempting to undermine the independence of the judiciary. I no longer have the energy to correct inaccuracies. I just want peace, end quote. In a statement, Robert H. Tembexian, commission administrator, said, and I quote, the multiple complaints against Judge Anderson were serious and her permanent departure from the bench was appropriate, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. On social media, September 28, the town of Cairo announced public hearings about overriding the tax levy limit and changing the cannabis law. On October 3rd, the Greene County Town holds a public hearing at 7 p.m. at the town hall to propose a new local law to override the tax levy limit. Also that night, there will be a public hearing to amend local law number 4 to allow retail cannabis dispensaries in Cairo. Last December, the Cairo board voted 3-2 not to allow cannabis sales or lounges in the town. Outgoing supervisor John Coyne and councilpersons Tim Powers and Mary Jo Cords voted against cannabis sales, and councilperson Stephen Krabowicz and supervisor-elect Jason Watts voted to allow sales. With the new makeup of the board, Coyne and Krabowicz are gone, replaced by Michael Flattery and Deborah Bogans. The board is only considering retail sales and will not vote to overturn their prohibition against cannabis consumption establishments. A regular meeting of the town board follows the public hearings. The town says it will post an agenda for the meeting just a few hours before it begins. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union that Port of Albany is saying, and I quote, no, end quote, to $29.5 million in federal funding for the construction of a $350 million wind turbine tower manufacturing facility on the Hudson River. Walking away from the award will speed up the permitting process after falling behind schedule. The grant was allocated to the Port of Albany by the U.S. Department of Transportation and has been in jeopardy since the summer when the port clear-cut more than 80 acres of waterfront land in the town of Bethlehem without federal permits. In early 2022, a group of more than 20 Glenmont residents sued the port and the town of Bethlehem for clearing 80 acres of land on the Hudson River for a project allegedly without providing proper notification to local homeowners. At its monthly meeting on September 28th, port officials said they were withdrawing the grant application with the DOT, thereby allowing the project to move forward quickly, which must be completed by the end of the year. It is unclear how the port will replace the funding, which was supposed to pay for infrastructure at the Hudson River site, known as Beacon Island. The port bought Beacon Island several years ago in anticipation of constructing the facility, which will be built for Equinor and its equipment manufacturing partners, Marmon and Welcon. The Norwegian energy company Equinor is building several wind farms off the coast of Long Island. Port officials said by dropping the grant request, the DOT's Maritime Administration will no longer hold back the federal permitting process that will now be led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And you can read the full story at timesunion.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.